I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I was working in the lab.
Late one night.
Oh no, gooseberries.
No, 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 potato, get down.
Get down, get out of here. Move.
I like when he goes into like the boardroom. I'm in the boardroom.
Hey, oh my god, fire. Succession.
Succession is coming back this Sunday.
Sunday, get ready to, I'm going to burst into flames. Everyone looked great at the premiere.
Yeah, everyone looked stunning. It's so good to see them back. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Feels like
it's been 84 years. And I can still smell the wet paint.
The sheets had never been slept in.
So it feels like nature is healing because Succession is back.
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of like the thing we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for Kendall to wage war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for Roman's
Kendall's so
revenge.
Hot. I love Roman and that lady fucking...
Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. J. Smith Cameron.
Yep.
I love Shiv and her Bob.
Mm-hmm. Love Shiv's Bob. Love. I'm still in a place of like, do I Bob? Do I not Bob?
I like your hair like this.
Yeah. I go back and forth, but I probably won't Bob.
I love Shiv and her weird relationship with that fuckboy.
Oh, yeah.
He's hot.
I even like her husband.
Tom?
I think he's hot.
Oh, I think Tom is the best.
Yeah.
Him and Greg. They're like soulmates.
They really are.
And I love Logan Roy. And I love his wife.
Would you fuck Logan Roy?
Sure.
Love yeah. that. Yeah.
His wife is like, she's like.
She scares me.
Truly.
She's evil stepmom energy.
But also like you root for her.
Mm-hmm.
I root for all of them.
Yeah.
I wish them well. It's going to be great. We're missing Sunday nights after Mare.
I know. It really has been. Have you watched Scenes from a Marriage?
No.
Are you going to get into that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no one wants this. Literally, I've not heard a single. I said to myself, you know what I'm going to do is I'm not going to watch it. But if people start talking about it, then I'll watch it. Because really, I don't want to watch like a couple unraveling or like working through their issues. Snooze, I'm over it.
Straight couple?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. And so then no one's talked about it, so I haven't watched it.
I know it's a remake, right, of Ingmar Bergman movie.
Just watch The Ridge.
Yeah. I've seen Marriage Story was only out a year ago.
Yeah, and that wasn't even that great.
I mean, Everyone said it was great.
Did you like it though?
Yeah,
did,
it was. I mean, Laura
Dern. Did
you
think it was so great?
Laura Dern was amazing.
Yeah, it was good, but it wasn't
Adam
like.
Adam Driver was good.
It's not like that kind of shit is not like groundbreaking to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good. It was fun. ScarJo was good.
You're being diplomatic about this.
No, I was just like, it was. I watched it and was like, I remember feeling like, oh, after I watched it, like it was like, that was pleasant.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. We don't need more content like that. It's like once every 5 years, let's have like a marriage story. Let's have like heterosexual drama time. Yeah.
Liberal heterosexual.
The crazy lives of like liberal heterosexual couples.
Mm-hmm. With a secret.
Yeah. 5 years is good.
Yep. No, but I have not watched. There's billboards all over the place.
They can't stop. I mean, he basically like humped her on the red carpet and for what? I'm not watching.
I mean, they knew. They were like, look, they were like, people are sick of marriage dissolutions. We got to do something. So I'm going to sniff her armpit on the red carpet.
Yeah. Like, who thought that anyone wanted to watch that? I mean, I didn't know that it was a remake, so maybe I'll watch the original, but
yeah,
like,
why don't you shut the fuck up?
You don't know what you're talking
about.
But like,
yeah,
I didn't know it was a remake. I just thought it was like, oh, marriage drama, like everyone's that has been living that.
Why don't you go on and take a little trip down back to the late 90s and watch a little movie called The Story of Us with Michelle Pfeiffer and Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
About a divorced couple reliving their marriage.
Why don't you go even back to the late 90s and watch a little movie called Stepmom?
Oh.
Because that's the kind of drama that I'm looking for in this day and age.
What's the Candace Bergen movie where she's, it's like from the early 80s and she's...
Like Murphy Brown or
no,
something?
No. She gets a divorce from, it's James L. Brooks. I think it's one of his first movies. People are probably shouting at me. And they get divorced, and she sings that song, Better Than Never.
I don't know.
Okay. Watch that movie.
Yeah. There's too much divorce content.
Watch Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh my God, yeah.
So good. Although, didn't he like hit her on set or something?
I don't know. I was triggered by that movie as a child of divorce. Why don't you watch Mrs. Doubtfire? That's actually like more entertaining. Like, where is that content? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of content that people need right now. Mm-hmm. Not like scenes from a marriage.
Scenes from a...
Not two hot hetero straight people tortured by their fucking marriage.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to... I have to catch up on impeachment. I'm excited to...
I know, I haven't watched this week's episode, but I'm an impeachment head now.
The last episode was really good.
This week's? Or the one with Linda?
The one from last week.
With Linda and her Christmas, FBI taping.
And her Christmas party.
She's obsessed.
That was good. That scene was good.
That was really good.
Monica, like, realized...
That she's a psycho.
Yeah.
That she trusted the wrong person.
A woman who collects German Christmas homes.
Felt very Linda adjacent, not only because my mother's name is Linda, but also because Linda had those like Christmas decorations where you like light a fire underneath and it's like a fan.
Yeah, that's very German.
Yeah.
I think Simon's, my soon-to-be father-in-law, is from Germany, and he, I think they had that Christmas thing where it's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very like German thing.
It's super German. We had those.
Yeah. Yeah. Linda is like, her it was just like delicious, that scene. That's what I
missed Christmas, honestly. And I'm not like a Christmas, I don't give a shit, but like,
oh, I miss
I
it.
Wanted to be invited. I want to be invited to a Christmas party, like a big, cozy, oh, so cozy, but I want it to be in a mansion. I won't accept anything less than at least 4 to 5 bedrooms.
My parents are visiting right now, and my mom and I went to Lowe's yesterday, and they had all their Christmas shit already.
Wow.
And it felt like a winter fucking wonderland.
Do you do it up for Christmas? You get a tree?
We get a tree. Last year, we went, like, just because it was COVID, and we were like, we need to cheer ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it really cozy. But yeah, my family, Christmas is like a big deal in my family.
I love that. Yeah, I mean, growing up, it was like we decorated and there were, it was like cozy vibes. But as an adult, I have only done Christmas like decorations if I have roommates that really like spearhead the operation.
I'd say for yourself this year, give yourself some space for a little Christmas moment in this place.
I
just put a little like
maybe
garland up or something.
Maybe I'll have a wreath.
Yeah, do something like up the banister.
I want you to come in and do like an HGTV like Christmas makeover of my apartment.
There's a crazy fucking show on ABC around Christmas. It's like world's craziest Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And they go to different places around the country where people like go all out about Christmas decorations. And it's like a competition show and it's fucking crazy.
Cool.
And they go to places in like the South and you have to watch it. It's okay. Like truly unhinged. I'm not like unhinged Christmas where it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that energy.
Mm-hmm. I like the smells associated with Christmas.
I like the smells associated with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt.
God, there's a candle that I want to get so bad, but it's really expensive. But it's like the ultimate like spooky Halloween candle.
Get it.
Okay, I'm going to get it.
I was at Candelarium yesterday.
It's the new Sierra Trudon candle. It's called Mary. And it's like
Mary. What is it, like fall?
It's fall. It's like harvest. Wood and like incense. It's
get
like
that.
It's sexy. Yeah, I gotta get it. Incensant, I'm just gonna get it.
As Dorit said.
Incensant. With that,
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Beverly Hills Angels.
I didn't know what it was.
Salty Utah queens.
I was like, salty tough Hell's
Sicilian
Angels.
Bitches.
Tough Hell's Angels.
Tough queens.
Tough salty queens.
Well, here we are, the
tough
first...
Tough jerky ladies.
Turkey jerky ladies.
Turkey jerky necks.
The impossible burgers. We just start listing like sensible food, lunch items.
Edamame.
Veggie burgers. Edamame. Umami. We're on the first part of the reunion for Beverly Hills.
God, it really is, not to be that dumb bitch, but it is the Super Bowl.
We got like an amazing establishing shot of like this Vietnam War like esque sun, like Apocalypse Now.
It was Apocalypse Now.
And it's coming over the hills of LA. And the music very like 6 feet under. It's like,
it was really moody. Lisa Rinna goes over to Erica's house, Erica's shack.
Do, do, do. You hear the ring.
And they're sitting down, and EJ is on one yet again. She goes, there are going to be some shots taken and some shots fired. They're going to be, you win some. She went into like, you win some, you lose some. Like,
yeah. Also, did we talk about how our musical is literally like a Frank Sinatra song? Like, everyone was like, guys, that's a fucking famous song.
No, we didn't talk about that, but guess what? Riding high in April, shot down in May.
Yeah,
that was the song called That's Life by Frank Sinatra.
That's life.
But guess what? That's life. Sometimes you just don't know the song. And it really did make sense. That's why we were so inspired.
Yeah.
And I guess Frank beat us to the punch.
That's
People
life.
Loved that musical.
They did. Maybe we'll bring it for one of our shows.
Riding high in
April, shot down,
shot down
in
May.
Erica goes, Rinna, remember when you called me and said these girls had flipped on me? It's like, holy.
Okay, guys.
But I think she means some of the girls, including Kyle and Crystal, have flipped
I
the
love
switch.
Rinna the rat.
Oh, she's fucking
They're Rat King. What is the what? Like, you guys are not in The Sopranos. No one flipped on you, Erica. You are like a alleged accomplice in Tom Girardi's alleged laundering against his alleged victims.
Alleged.
There are going to be some shots taken and shots fired.
Remember when you called me and said these girls had flipped?
Okay, well, Tony Soprano.
I see it's true. Lisa finds out.
She goes, "That's life, baby.
That's life.
That's life." Oh,
stoned.
Right.
Stoned.
That's stoned.
By the way, Renee Graziano does Instagram lives where she's like, I don't think she realizes she's doing them. It's just her driving in her car, but you can't. It's like from the glove or the little console, and it's just looking up. And she's just
she
like,
she doesn't know she's live.
I don't think she knows.
Is she talking?
No, there's just music playing.
That's actually like avant-garde.
And people are all commenting like, do you think she hears us? It's like a thing now, I think.
Like it's happened multiple times.
Yeah, it's happened twice.
She also is continuing to Instagram like heavily edited. She like Instagrammed like a poster of her face that like someone else had posted, but she edited her face in that poster. Yeah. It's so good.
I love her.
Never fucking stop, Renee.
Never change.
Stoned. That's life. Stoned.
We find out Kathy gets to arrive at 11 when all the other women have to arrive at like dawn.
Yeah. Kyle goes, how nice and cushy for her.
I love it.
I love.
Erica and Kyle aren't speaking.
Well, not much to talk about. All the ladies, I have to say, look kind of bad at this reunion.
Dorit looks good.
She did look good. I like Dorit. I did like Sutton's blue dress.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal looked fine. Not like she looked good, but it was not like she was wearing anything special.
Loathed Kyle's hair.
Kyle's whole look was like
tinsel hair, little like she tendrils. Like
went full Olivia Rodrigo for this reunion.
Yeah,
it was a bit of a misstep. Kyle, it's Buddha out there.
Sutton has healed her foot, and her heels were pretty cool.
They were cool.
She had little balls.
I like her. I like what she wears. It's nothing that I would personally wear, but I love it for her.
And he goes, I see you've healed. Your foot looks better. And she goes, yes, it has. And everyone's like, yay, we love your heels. And then Erica's just like this. Erica, for some reason, her eyes are on either side of her head. Something's happening.
She's transforming. Her face got like wider. I'm not trying to be like that. I'm not trying to be a bitch, but it truly, I think either I'm trying to put my finger on it. Either she got injectables that haven't settled yet.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is.
But I feel like she's so savvy. She would know when to get like how to time out your injectables. So then I'm like, what is amiss? But she truly isn't a bit of a.
I'm like, who is this person?
This
is imposter Erica.
Not the Erica Jane we know.
Just to start off, I think Erica has been through heavy media training.
Yeah.
Because she sounds a lot different. She's not as defensive. She's being very, like, kind of sensitive.
Andy goes, hey, Erica, what's new? And she goes, a lot. A lot is new.
And he goes,
how'd you sleep?
She goes, very well. Very well, actually.
Am I supposed to sleep any other way?
And he goes, oh, okay.
She looks like Meryl Streep in She-Devil.
Oh my God, that's so true.
She looks exactly like her.
Yeah, I love She-Devil.
Same, it's an iconic movie.
She's
also speaking with a southern drawl.
Yeah, she goes, you know, I'm looking forward to this, and I'm excited to move on and walk away. And I'm like, you can't walk away from this.
This is not the moment that you get to walk away.
It's not like some like scandal with your marriage. Like, it's not some cheating thing. It's like, this is not something you just. She's like, I'm excited for it to be over. I'm like, it's not over.
Yeah, and it certainly is not going to be over because you shot a reality TV reunion.
Also, Bravo has been subpoenaed, I think, by the feds.
Hell yeah.
For they want unaired footage that Bravo has of Erica's like implicating herself. I'm like, I just love her being like, excited to wet my hands clean of this. I'm like, it's not going to happen.
She's trying to like will into existence things that are just not in the cards.
Yeah.
And I think like the biggest, there are so many problems, but one of the biggest problems is that she has not had a single moment of like humility or nor has she had a moment of acknowledging how fucked up the situation actually is. Like,
yeah.
If she were to be the one to lead that conversation and just be like, this is so sad, it's devastating on a variety of levels, not only like personally and professionally, but like there are victims out there. I'm like devastated on their behalf and it's just a fucking mess, and was like real about that, then that would give her some wiggle room to like make little jokes or whatever, but she's skipping over any sort of acknowledgement and just going right to like crazy jokes and weird statements. And it's like, no, bitch, like you don't, that's not how this works.
And Andy goes, what do you have? Do you have anything to say to the viewers who are like kind of basically waiting to like judge you? And she goes,
please know that I can't answer everything.
She goes, you know, there's a lot of talk about me being cold. She goes, he's like, well, are you talking about like the victim, like your, the way you've reacted to like the victim? She goes, yeah, I'm talking about the alleged victims of Tom's alleged misdoings. It's like, even there,
she's defending
why
him.
Yeah, like
she's, but
I guess I understand it on everything. Some,
yeah,
but it, she's just in a, it's her situation is not enviable.
No,
because what else does she, if she didn't do this job, she would literally have no money.
Yeah.
And she couldn't pay her legal fees.
No.
Which I'm sure astronomical. So she's really in a rock and a hard place. But I feel like there has got to be a better way of appearing on this show and making yourself look a certain way if mm-hmm. that's what you're trying to project. And she's just shanking on all levels.
Sutton clarifies that she didn't actually consult her lawyer. She consulted a lawyer who was a friend.
Yeah.
And then Kyle, he's like, how many other of you did? And Crystal was like, me. But I talked to my lawyers about everything. And then Kyle said that she asked Faye Resnick's husband.
She needed her to explain the article because it was too long. I like Kyle's living in a world where the article was simply too long.
I mean, I get it. That's like me with the bad friend article.
Did you not read the whole thing?
I did eventually.
Did you have Faye's husband explain it to mm-hmm. you? Someone, Andy was like, what did you feel watching this season to Erica? And she goes, disappointment, anger, sadness, and then some hope and support. What?
And Andy goes, have you ever thought about quitting? And she goes, yes, my lawyers asked me to. They told me, they said I should. And I said, no, I'm not a quitter.
She goes, I'm not a quitter. I wanted to honor my commitment. I was like, who are you?
I wanted to honor my commitment.
She's not, I'm like, okay, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
I know. She also sounds like that one Looney Tune that's like the, you know that like rooster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chanticleer.
Is that his name?
No, what's the movie? Rock-a-doodle-doo, where it's like Elvis is like a rooster.
That's like, she is Rock-a-doodle-doo.
She's Chanticleer.
Mm-hmm. She hasn't been charged.
No.
And I don't want her fired. Like, I want it to continue. So anyone that's like calling for her to be fired, you need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Stop. Go outside.
Also, I need to suggest watching a video of Natalie Walker's Erica. She incorporated it into her solo show that she's been doing, like at her residency in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she does like a kind of cabaret version of Erica going, and then Tom's car flipped out. And it's incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. I'm checking it out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Andy goes, this is your job. And she goes, yes, unfortunately it is. He's like, okay, don't bite the hand that feeds you, you dumb slut.
Whore outfit.
EJ. She's on one, but I'm loving it because I also think my theory is that she's completely blackout in this. As this taping goes on and on, she oscillates between full-blown dissociating. She's just staring off into the distance.
She has a raptor face.
She's full raptor, dissociative queen. And then she'll like come to and throw out like just like a random thought that is nonsensical, relates to
it's
nothing.
True.
But she just like injects like a drunken person. And I was like,
not me.
EJ, not me, honey. Like, she's gone. She's undergone, like, a mental transformation of sorts.
Well, they all
she'll
think
never
all
be the same.
A little. Garcelle's taking tequila before she's taking
I know, but EJ is, like, fully, like, she's, like, uncle drunk.
Yeah, she's uncle drunk at, like, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton says something about, like, grinded, or something about, like, butthole, or, like, and then Erica goes to Andy, oh, that sounds so grinderish.
Don't pander to the gays.
I was like, keep us out of your mouth.
She's like, if I have one thing going for me, it's the gays.
The gays still love me.
Where will she be when the gays forsake her?
I was somewhere last night where I think a gay loudly was talking about his like for her.
I think the gays are all she has left.
I think a few of the gays. There's a certain
certain type of gay that is riding hard for EJ Global. But like...
Not my kind of gay.
Few and far between. And I just imagine the day where she's like, my gaze, why hast thou forsaken me?
Oh, my gaze. Wait, I forgot that Sutton's mom was a therapist.
I know, I love her.
I want like a sharp objects origin story between Sutton and her mom, Reba.
I love Reba going, I don't miss him.
About Sutton's dad.
About her like horrible dad.
Who killed himself.
Oh my God. Yeah, but that's sad. But I think Reba's been through, she's been through a lot, and I respect her not missing the dad.
I don't miss him.
I
no,
don't miss him.
But Andy was like, what was it like being psychoanalyzed by your mom? And I was like, you're seeing it. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, she's emotional and needs her wand to like yeah. deal with things. But God love her.
We find out Rinna gets kind of held to the flame for Sutton goes, Andy goes, how's your store going? She goes, my business is doing very well.
Yes, it's a business.
And Rinna goes,
did I say it wasn't?
Sorry.
And Sutton said, it's grown excrementally. And I was like, it's grown into shit. Excrementally, you say. And then Rinna goes, well, it was a store, but I guess that you're right, it is a business. And I was like, you're such a bitch.
I know. Andy asks Erica if she's dating, and she's like,
no, but I'm looking. She goes,
and he goes, what's your type? And she goes,
something with a big penis.
I was like, okay.
Hot and single. Need to get dick down. She needs it. It would actually help Erica a lot to get railed by a fat dick.
If she got a deep dicking, maybe it would like exercise whatever demon is like possessing her body at this moment.
She needs an exorcism, a dixorcism.
Yeah.
Like she needs to be like hell fucked.
Yeah.
Drag me to hell and fuck me and then release. Then Men in Black, release me.
No, it's Independence
Day. Independence Day. It's hard to get those Will Smith hits of the 90s. I always get them confused.
Erica also just has zero emotion. She's going,
she's Toad. She's a bullfrog. Sutton stayed at Kyle's house for a year, and which she also somehow like lit Kyle's fireplace on fire to the point where it like burned the wall. And I just love that.
Mm-hmm. Sutton goes, what can I say?
What? That was not my fault. I just love like rich people laughing about their houses being like burned.
Yeah.
Because it truly is no skin off either of their back. You know, Sutton's just going to write her a check, but I love them like laughing about it. And Sutton goes, we're going to go to court. And then EJ goes, oh, good. Someone besides me.
Good. Someone besides me is going to court.
I was like, EJ, stop.
I'll meet you at the county courthouse. Someone besides me, meet you at the court steps.
And then we get a playback of Garcelle, her moment with like talking about like, do you ever know what it's like to feel different at one point? And we see Kathy going, yeah, I do. And then you see Kyle watching, and you just hear Kyle go, Kathy. Kyle.
I love goes, Kyle's reactions are priceless.
Yeah, she goes, Kathy.
Wait,
like not the time.
Sutton and Michael also broke up, yeah, which sorry, it was obvious like that they didn't seem like they were in a good place in that escalade
Andy
in the last episode.
And he went, what happened? And she went, or Erica went, what happened?
And she goes, this is where she's like trying to mimic Andy.
Yeah.
She's like, what happened? And then Sutton says they were
on a trip for Valentine's Day, and he went, I simply can't.
He goes, I just can't. She goes, I don't know how you bounce back from that. And Andy goes, well, you are dating now. And Eric goes, what are you dating? Who are you dating? I was like, EJ, you're overstepping. You're so fucking rude.
She's like,
who are you dating?
Who are you dating? She goes, Erica is on her own talk show. She's in her own, like, welcome
she's
to
like
me.
She's like Requiem for a Dream, Ellen Burstyn at the end, where she's just imagining, like,
winning a game show.
The game show, but being, like, the main character of the game show. And that's what's going on in EJ Global's mind.
Yes, so I see you're dating.
I love
it. Who are you dating?
Ask who are you dating.
Who are you dating?
Who are you dating?
Who are you dating?
Ask who are you dating.
Yeah. It's very Bella Hadid.
Say, did you break up?
Did you break
did
up?
Did you break up?
That's a good character. The drunk repeater. What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
Who are you dating?
Who are you dating?
How's your house?
How is it?
How is it? What's happening?
Who now said, you do it.
Who are you dating?
No, I'll repeat.
How are you dating?
How are you dating?
Who are you dating now?
Who's now?
Who?
I hear you have a new man in your life.
Where's the man? Where's my life?
Where is it?
Where is it?
Where are you dating?
Tell me why.
Where are they?
Tell me, I'm going.
Tell me.
Tell me now.
The dick.
Give me that dick.
You need a big penis.
Give me the big dick penis.
Some
big
nuts
girth.
In court. Not me.
I'm going to the judge.
EJ is on the EJ Global, the EJ Global hour.
She goes, I'm the judge.
You're guilty. Guilty or innocent?
Guilty as child.
Guilty as sin.
Let's recess.
Not me, though.
Let's recess now.
Lunch
says.
Break.
It's like 9 a.m. They've been sitting for 4 minutes.
Go to drink.
Let's go to lunch, she says.
I could use a lunch.
I want soup.
I could use a martini of 3.
How many martinis have you had,
How many
Erica?
Martinis have you had?
I've had seven.
Tensy.
I've had 12.
I've had Schrutz Ford.
I have had 2, 9.
Better you than me. Finally, going, who are you dating?
Going. I went down to the lot and found my car.
Down the hill. Switchbacks.
My car's apparently it's been there all night. She's
double parked. Been here since 4 a.m.
I'm going to the gym.
She's truly gone. And I think it's going to get worse and worse. Because they have that clip of him being like, what would you say to Tom? She goes, I. Oh, hell.
Take me down to the Bedford.
Just hook me up.
Hook me up with them.
I'm done here.
Mr. Chow's.
I'll never quit.
Earthquake?
What?
No, I thought I felt an earthquake.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Usually I would feel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She goes, did you feel it? There's a train.
What was that, choo-choo?
She goes, who's been on a train here? I love the.
Have you traveled?
I've been on Amtrak. She said, let's take an Amtrak.
I love a sleeper car.
Just babbling.
Waiter.
Come here.
She's like entering Blue Jasmine territory, and I need this to ride out. So again, I beg of you, anyone that's going online and saying like, fire her. You need to shut the fuck up. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you. She has like a butter knife.
I'll kill you.
She goes, don't say that about me.
Slowly presses it
into Kyle. Kyle's like, what are you doing? I'll stab you.
Don't say it.
Don't ever say it again.
Twist.
We went on a hike. I met you to hike.
She went, don't ever say it again. Twist.
Stub.
She goes, look, one, two,
three,
lock. Okay.
Okay, Garcelle, sorry.
This whole part with Garcelle really upset me.
Oh, it was so Dorit
is
horrible.
A fucking monster.
Dorit is not the one. She goes, I think that Garcelle can be passively provocative. And she just learned that phrase. So she goes, again, passively provocative to be relevant and to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And Garcelle was like, I don't need to do that. Like, I truly, my
take relevant,
on.
To be relevant. Garcelle goes, what?
Yeah. My take on Garcelle is that she likes to dish it out to people. And she does throw out like comments, but I think they're less meant as barbs and more of an invitation for like a little friendly back and forth, like a little bit of a spar, if you will. Like it's kind of like a tennis serve, and she wants to get served back with something sassy.
And I think these women are too stupid and too sensitive to like they have it shows what little humor someone like Dorit and Rinna have, actually, that they can't see that Garcelle's just being like,
she's lobbing them.
Like, she's kind of just trolling around with her friends.
Yeah. And also it's like you have to make this interesting somehow. She's not organically friends with a lot of these people. The woman that she was organic friends with turned out to be a fucking backstabber. So Garcelle rightfully doesn't trust Rinna. And I think that she makes these comments and is hoping for engagement.
And they don't give it because
They're just like, what?
They're so like sensitive, and they're like, they're weird around her and microaggressive. It's a little weird. They're like very like, oh, I don't want to say anything. But they're also like, when she does say something, they're like, why are you saying it to me?
I know. Like, I think that everyone got freaked out by her being like the only black woman, and then really like we're soft shoeing around. But and this is just like me projecting onto them. But like, I do think that they don't feel comfortable sparring with her at that level. But I really think that it's like, it's okay. You're all in the same show.
But
like
that, if that is the case, that like,
that's also a form of like
racism.
Yeah. It's like if someone said that shit to me, I'd be like, yeah, and blah, blah, blah. And then you go back and forth and laugh. She's not inviting you to like fight with her.
No, I think she's
certainly not a bully.
No, she's really kind. And I think her discomfort is clearly her. I don't think she's, this kind of interaction is anything that's new to her, being in like Hollywood amongst like all these like fucking white people.
Mm-hmm. And who act like crazy when she's around.
And I think she's like, I think she's understandably, it's like uncomfortable and annoying. And she's just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
Fucking Dorit. And Dorit's just going, man, man. She's taking it to like such new heights. And I'm like, you're showing your ass a little.
Just like, get your shit together, Dorit. Like, it's not that
I think you might be doing it to stay relevant. I'm like, really?
You need to stay relevant.
Doesn't need this.
No.
And Garcelle goes, I don't need this.
It's insane.
And then Erica goes, and then Garcelle goes, aren't we trying to grow a little, like, as people, and especially as people on camera? Like, don't we want that growth? And Erica goes, not me, honey.
She goes, not at this age, honey. I'm set.
I'm set.
Rodney Dangerfield over here.
And then Kyle just goes,
Kyle?
Not me, not at this age, honey.
Not at this age, honey. I'm sick.
I'm sick.
She's doing like Mrs. Maisel comedy, like Jane Lynch's character in Mrs. Maisel, who's like farts and like makes pies.
Not at this age.
Not at this age, honey. I'm sick.
She is Rodney Dangerfield in that college movie.
It's a full Rodney. I was like, my God. Dorit goes, an element of a bully is incessant. And then Dorit says that Garcelle, okay, they all do this, by the way, that they say Garcelle says everything in confessionals but nothing in people's faces. That's the whole point of confessionals.
That's the whole point of the fucking show, and all of you fucking do it every episode, you idiots.
Do you know what show you're on, Dorit? You're on The Real Housewives of fucking Beverly Hills.
This is what I'm like.
You haven't had a fucking storyline all season except your stupid dresses. So you need to get it together.
But also,
I'm
like,
tiny gun all also, these women on that couch.
I'm like, you are such a fucking hypocrite, and you're literally like, this is, you're not, you're invalidating everything you're saying right now.
Yeah.
And Garcelle's kind of like, what are you talking about? and then at one point, Dorit goes, I'm speaking, Garcelle! I'm speaking! Yelling, shrill.
Screams at Garcelle.
The ball is in your court. The ball is in your court, Dorit says. And then Garcelle goes.
She apologizes for the bully thing. And then Garcelle goes, okay, great. Like, I'm not going to bring that up again. Like, I won't bring it up again. You apologize for it. It's over. And then Rinna goes, really? That's nice. And she goes, Rinna, I'll get to you in a minute. Oof. And I was like, hell,
oh,
yes.
I got the chills.
And then Rinna goes to a place of pure soap opera. And she goes, don't you tell me what to do or say. I can do or say what I want. And it was like, literally, she didn't do that.
Yeah, I love Rinna. I'll get
and then
to you
EJ goes, so can I. I wrote EJ on the floor.
EJ is like EJ's, literally.
So can I.
She's like someone in like a friend trip who's like just you're going somewhere and everyone's like drinking lightly and someone's just
she's taking it too far yeah
and is lit and they're just like I love this, stop it now.
She was so can I. We all can.
And then Andy and goes, do you think you can see a friendship with Dorit? And Erica or Garcelle goes, I don't dislike her. And then Erica goes, do you want to punish her?
Do you think you want to punish her?
Do you want to punish her?
They're like, Erica, shut up.
I was just wrote, Garcelle, what she's doing is her job.
Yeah.
She's
showing
housewife.
Up to the show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and doing exactly what's expected of a cast member on the show that you are all a part of. And like... The fact that Dorit is even mad about, like, and or people are bringing up, like, when they all had dinner and Crystal was like, you said you didn't know me. And you said, like, what? I was like, why? You guys were all taught. You spent that whole dinner. You're mad that she said something behind your back. But you guys all spent that dinner talking about Sutton behind her back. So, like. All of this is negated and it is meaningless and nothing, like none of this means anything actually.
And
also,
Garcelle,
you're on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
But also Garcelle was defending her friend and yeah. She was being like, she was just using it as like a pithy little example of like, well, I didn't hear about Crystal before this.
Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. You're and, all saying you don't know, so you've never heard of Sutton. And you're saying it in a mean way.
That's when Garcelle was like, that's not what I, and Dorit goes, let me finish, Garcelle. Let me finish, Garcelle.
Like, okay, Sweeney Todd.
All right, God. You don't just screech.
Do you want to punish?
I'm trying to make a point.
She's
what?
She's making a point.
And then Garcelle goes, make a point, Dorit. I just love it when Garcelle, like, remember? I hate that she has to do this, but I love it when she does it.
I also love when I'm remembering at her party when Dorit goes, well, I think that's my time to go. And then Garcelle goes, as you should.
See, another opportunity where Dorit could have been like, or should I? Like, or just like play with
playful.
Her.
She's playful. She's a
giving,
playful person.
Yeah. It's not meant as
mean. She's also
mean.
An actress. This yeah. is her job is to show up and like perform a little.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're
all
intimidated by Garcelle.
I do too. They're all that she's
and jealous of her that she has like a career outside of this.
They're jealous
I think
haters.
That they're also jealous of Sutton because she's extremely rich and she's not tied to a man anymore. She has her own money now and her own huge house.
They're not jealous of Crystal because Crystal has been kind of playing catering.
She's been
to
diplomatic,
them.
So yeah.
But
no one's turned on her yet.
They will.
They will.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Garcelle also brings up that apparently Rinna, she heard through the grapevine that Rinna said race shouldn't have been a part of the show.
Yeah.
Which is like, I totally can see her saying that.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, I was just looking at my notes.
Oh, sorry. Did I skip ahead?
No, it's fine. It starts with her like, they're like figuring out their relationship and Garcelle doesn't trust Lisa. And she really, why should she trust her? She literally spent all of last season turning on someone that was her friend. Like an old, like they are industry friends who came up together. Yeah. And then she just like completely aired her out on TV. And I know it's like a job or whatever, but at the same time, it was like
a deep betrayal.
I wouldn't trust her either.
No.
And like, then I guess this rumor, which here's the deal. I can totally see Brenna saying that. But I think if you're going to bring that accusation to the table on the reunion, you also need to say where you heard it from. You can't just say like, I heard this and I won't be telling you anymore. Like, then don't say it if you're not going to say the source.
And then Rinna goes, oh, that is just not true. She goes,
these ladies like wiggling in their pants about race is so hysterical to me, because also no one ever cared on Bravo before like this past year, like ever. Mm-hmm. But now it's such a precedent where, ooh, I mean, the Vanderpump cast, they're their own like disposable.
Yeah.
Like, people, but now there's like a precedent where you can get fired if it comes out that you did say that. And I think this is where you see Rinna really singing for her supper, and she gives them the razzle dazzle from here on out.
She goes, go Garcelle, she goes, what you just threw down just now shows who you are. And Garcelle's like, what? Oh, she goes, she the whole time she's
more.
Ooh, Garcelle, what you threw down just now, that just, oh, it just speaks volumes about your character.
And they go like, she's like, why didn't you say that to me? And Garcelle's like, well, you guys have a lot of problems that you never said to me. And then every woman on that couch that was white goes, no, but this is worse. This is so much worse. Oh, it's so bad. And EJ's like, it's bad.
That's
it's terrible.
That's bad.
Hate racism.
She goes like this.
Who's?
She goes, ah.
Hands up.
Get
up. Hands where I can see him.
This is a stick up.
She goes, my son's a cop.
She goes, I'm robbing a bank tonight. Who's with?
I gotta get some money.
Take
anyone
me
with me?
With withdrawal.
Yeah, so then they like litigate this alleged thing that Lisa may or may not have said to person.
The way she's reacting though is like, okay, she said this.
Yeah.
At one point she goes, you know, Garcelle, I watched this with Harry Hamlin and he said, what happened to Garcelle? And then Garcelle goes, oh, shut the fuck up, Rena. She goes, please. Shut up, please.
That was masterful, like, manipulation. First, her reaction is like the soap opera. She goes, Garcelle, you have it out for me. And I want to know why. Why? Why?
Ooh, Garcelle.
Ooh, Garcelle.
You're so angry, Garcelle.
You're so angry. Garcelle, you have it out for me, and I want to know why.
What?
Why?
Why?
Why? And then Rinna's like pissed because Garcelle joked on Watch What Happens Live that like Denise wanted to come back. Like they had playful banter. That was not as if Garcelle gets to make that call of who gets fired and who gets hired. But apparently Rinna like got really mad and said, you threatened my job.
How?
These ladies, I'm fascinated by breaking the fourth wall about like what happened on and off and like air, and also like them being so mad about what each other says on Watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like Rinna's best friends with Andy Cohen.
I know.
Right? Like she's never going to get fired off this show.
No, she won't. Harry Hamlin's been watching and he said to me many times, what happened to Garcelle? She seems so angry. And Garcelle goes, shut the fuck up, Rinna.
To her credit, though, that's a smart thing to say because Garcelle doesn't seem happy a lot of the time on this show.
Again, though.
But why would she be? Because it's like an uncomfortable situation with these like ghoulish ladies that just can't act normal. They're like truly
they take
like
everything
incapable
so
of being just normal lawlers whenever you introduce like a black person around.
For anyone that's not white.
Yeah. And so like I get why she would just be like, I'm over this. But I think that Rinna knows that. And so that's smart of her to use as like her bartering tool in this specific back and forth.
It's also just like they show a clip of her explaining like how hard it's been to just be in part of Hollywood and like just her whole life, like feeling in America, like being not only like from an immigrant family, but like being black and like having that experience and like her, but I don't think it's not her job. Again, it's not her job to like explain this stuff to these women. And I feel like they should all know this.
Yeah. And it's also just, by
it's
like,
it's not fair to Garcelle to make her have to like, I mean, it's good. It looked like she needed to like say that to them, but like, it still feels like it's like her job to explain all this to these.
Yeah. Because it's like, they're coming in, they're the ones that are acting weird and bizarre and being like offended by what she says, which is she's literally doing the job of a person hired to be a housewife on Real Housewives. Then they get mad at her for doing her job. And then it puts her in the situation that's like, wait, I'm literally doing what everyone else on the show does, but you're mad at me.
Yeah.
And then asking me to explain why I feel really uncomfortable. And then I have to tell you that it's exactly because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And why that hurt. It's like,
no one else has to do this kind of navigating.
Yeah. And that's like, I didn't think of Garcelle as bringing race into the show. Like, I think it was just brought in when people started acting weird and being like, Garcelle's throwing barbs.
Yeah, I think Garcelle
They pushed her to a place of race.
And I think she has to, like, it's unfortunate. It's like, it's kind of, it's, she's in sort of a...
She's damned if she truly is damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. And she has to navigate and do heavy lifting that the other women don't have to do.
And even Andy says, like, you say you want to, her to be direct, but when she says something, then it's a jab. So she truly can't win.
And then Renee goes,
and Rin is just mad that Garcelle called her out on her own bullshit. That's Rin what is, she's really, that's the thing that she's really mad about.
And she's mad because Garcelle is more popular than her right now.
Yeah.
And Rinna has been probably competing.
She's been really popular on the show for a long time.
Yeah. And she's come up with her. Like, they also know each other from a while back in Hollywood. Like, there's some, like, longstanding issues, I think. Mm-hmm.
Dorit goes, I don't see you look miserable, but you do check out. And then Garcelle goes, no, honey, I show up. And then EJ, so do I.
Yeah, EJ goes, I show up.
I show up.
I do too.
Guns blazing.
He goes, yes.
Shiver me timbers.
He goes,
I'm showing up. Clock in.
So do I.
Clock out. So do I.
He goes,
you have to pull me off the stage with a hook. Give me old heave ho.
So do I. Like, so oh my do I. God.
Jesus Christ,
up.
Honey. Then Rinna, realizing that things are looking bleak for her in this situation, goes from
being really defensive to, I'm going to come sit with you.
Yeah.
And she sits down with Garcelle and she starts
crawls
like
crawls into her lap.
Caressing her. And she goes, can I hold you now?
Can I give you a hug? I just love you, Garcelle. I love you.
I just love you so much.
I just love you so much.
God damn it. I just love you.
She goes, I'm going to grab you and I'm not going to let you go.
And Garcelle says,
you're not going anywhere. And I was just like, whoa, this is a crazy woman right now.
Garcelle, I think she can handle herself clearly, but like she sounds like a little uncomfortable. Like you can hear it in her voice. She's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's heal.
It's just really bizarre.
Oh, I'm not going to let you go. You're part of me now. Oh my God. I just love you so much.
The wheels are always turning in Lisa Rinna's mind.
Oh, get in here. I'm just going to squeeze you and love you till you love yourself back.
I'm not letting you go.
I'm not letting you go.
You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
Mm. And then Erica goes, hey, amen.
What about me?
What?
I want to go.
I want to.
Unfortunately, it is. Love, this is your job. Unfortunately, it is.
She is drunk.
She's fucking shit-faced. There's times when it cuts her and she's just like...
We cut away and then when we cut back, Kathy's there.
Finally.
And her... Wearing this like amazing like
her little red her cape. Red dress.
The cape.
She has no she goes, I brought notes. I brought some notes that I wanna talk about.
And it's like folded.
It's
within
a folded
an inch of
piece
its life,
of paper.
And you see some of the names of the other housewives like written in giant Sharpie.
And she has her purse with her. I've never seen a woman with a purse. She literally has a clutch.
She's ready to go.
She is.
She sits down with Kyle, and at one point, Andy goes, Kathy, do you recognize where we are? And she goes, what? Mm-hmm. She looks around, and she goes, oh, it's my house. And he goes, yeah. Kathy goes, very beautiful. It's nice.
I feel like she hated it.
Yeah, she was like, what is this?
Hideous.
Shit? Why'd they do my house?
Why? This looks like my backyard, but not.
And he goes, Kathy, after years of little iconic appearances, like what finally pushed you to come on full time? And then Kyle goes, me. I pushed her.
Ugh, love them. I love a trip down memory lane of like Kathy popping in and out.
Yeah, Adrian Maloof is talking about doing a magic show. And Kathy goes, you do magic now? What? And then Kim's showing her an outfit. And she goes, you're going to wear this? And Kim goes, yeah, why? And she goes,
What'd you get for the boutonniere? She goes, you're lying. I need more Aunt Kathy and Kim.
Aunt Kathy. Kyle does like a little promo for Halloween Kills.
Yeah, the synergy for Halloween Kills is strong.
We get a little promo that Kathy arranged where she hired someone dressed like Michael Myers to give
The way it was shot, it was like, this was not like a spook. No. This was literally just like, how do we include... This was a Bravo, like, PR...
NBC Universal.
This was an NBC Universal call. Well, Universal's Halloween. Yeah, so they were like, okay, guys, we got to talk about Halloween Kills. How are we going to promo the Real Housewives Beverly Hills reunions coming up? Like, what organic thing can we do to get it in there? Ideas now. And, like, they made people, like, brainstorm over this. This probably was, like... a long execution where yeah. they like there were so many emails going back and forth.
Yeah, and then Andy was like, Kathy, was this your idea? And Kathy goes, probably wasn't, but she said she still say it is.
They're like, and then Kathy will say it's her idea. I am really shuddering for the people that were involved in like making this promo happen.
Yeah, Kathy goes, I can't believe I'm here. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I know. She seemed a little nervous.
She seemed very nervous. I also...
Thank God she's sitting with Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle's probably like holding her hand.
I'm secretly. Scared for Kathy because I feel like the tides will turn on her eventually.
No.
I know. I mean, I won't.
I don't know.
You can't be up forever. I mean, look, there's literally... Has there been a housewife that's just been... Up forever, just beloved. No, everyone, every dog has their day.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle has never really been here or there. She just kind of is.
But she didn't have the same like explosive appearance arrival as Kathy.
Yeah, like you've never been like, Kyle's never been someone where you're like, oh my God, I'm fucking obsessed with Kyle yeah. Richards. And you're not really like, oh, I fucking hate Kyle. No, you're just like, Kyle's just an essential worker in the background.
But that's her power. Yeah. Her staying power.
But like...
I'm just happy that Kyle... I think Kathy's nervous, but thank God Kyle's going to be with her. And
yeah. Kyle will protect her.
I think she mothers her a little.
Kathy's words of wisdom to Kyle is that, remember, your nose and ears will get bigger every year. Words to live by.
Kyle goes, thanks, Kathy.
Should everyone see Halloween Kills? You can see how I broke my nose.
October 22nd, out in theaters and on demand or whatever. And then Andy suddenly brings it back to Erica, and Erica goes,
"Oh, it's worse.
Who's
no,
that?
No, no, no.
Who's no. she?" She no, says. No. She goes, "Who's that about Kathy?
Who is that? Who's that lady?"
And he goes,
"Is that me?
Is that me? Yeah. 10 years." And he goes, Erica, so there was a lot of talk about Tom's constant cheating on you. And Erica goes, yes.
Indeed.
And he goes, did you ever say, confront him about it? And she goes, yes. I said, if you're cheating with this woman and in love with her, then like we can end this now.
She goes,
you go be with her.
If you are in love with someone else, divorce me and go be with her.
And Andy goes, what was his response?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. And he goes, were you faithful to him? And then Erica goes,
she nods off.
And then it just ends with that. So it seems like maybe she...
I feel like she's going to be like, yes, I was faithful.
Yeah, I think so too. But they're making it seem like...
This is the bombshell that's about to be dropped.
Wow, another month of this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This is the spooky... It's spooky month that'll send us right into Christmas season.
Yeah, my God. My God.
My God, how far we've come. We've spent almost half... We'll have spent almost half the year.
I know.
In a Six place of house... Of in a place of EJ.
Beverly Hills Angels.
Yeah. It feels good, though.
It does.
I won't lie.
Yeah, let us know what you thought about the first episode. And... Yeah. What do you think about... Do you think Erica's blackout?
Erica Toad's wild ride. She truly is like Jabba the Hutt. Her face kind of looks like his when he's sleepy. Sleepy baby. That's what I say to Erica. Go to sleep, sleepy baby.
Give her a little pacifier.
I want to get like a little doggy named Erica Jane.
Be quiet.
My little baby, come here.
Call him EJ Global.
He's EJ Global.
Yeah, she's like.
I thought of a great Halloween costume idea, which is Erica Jane and Tom.
Oh.
Isn't that like next level?
That's amazing.
I was talking to my friend Mary about it, and she actually kind of thought of it, and I was like, wait, that's incredible.
That is great. I think you should do it.
Who would be my Tom though? Tony.
Tony.
Oh, little Tony. You want to be my Tom Girardi?
I thought that's who you were talking about.
Oh.
Dress him in a little suit.
You're like, sad lady, you only have your dog. I thought that's who you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm joking.
How funny would that be in a picture if he's wearing a suit and you're like...
He's wearing a suit and he has scammed you and you are an alleged victim.
My friends Sandy and Terry went one time as Anna Nicole Smith and...
J. Howard Marshall. That's
and
a good one.
Incredible.
What other good, like, housewivesy? Lisa and Ken would be really good.
Yeah.
Not as iconic as
EJ and Tom.
EJ and Tom.
Or, yeah, I think those, the other ones, then you're getting like veering into like too specific Bravo where it's mm-hmm. like, this isn't funny. You're just.
Teresa and Joe would be good.
Danielle and.
Danielle.
Danny.
Danny Provenzano.
Provenzano? I'm being some kind of ghoulish woman.
Who are you being?
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
No, but I'm I gotta be something.
Wait, I like wanna be Erica Jane now.
Do it.
Okay.
How many fucks do I give?
None.
How many fucks do I give?
None.
Tell me now. How many fucks do I give? One.
I'm like, Tom, are you cheating on me? If you want a divorce, say it now.
Forever hold your peace. guys, we have low ticket warnings for our New York show. It's selling out fast.
It's selling out. 90% sold. So you really, truly, the clock is ticking. Get your tickets now.
December
otherwise, 4th. Face a lifetime of sadness.
It's going to be hot and sexy.
December 5th. Hun.
December 5th. December 4th is busted.
December 3rd is busted.
December 3rd is busted. December 5th is New York.
Yeah, December 4th is a Friday night in Boston. And then the 4th is Saturday. And then
Saturday,
the Lord's Day, Sunday, we take New York City by storm and take the stage
We're
at the Gramercy.
Sunday is not a day for us.
No, it's a work day.
It's a work day for us. So get on in. Get your tickets while you can. They're selling like hotcakes. They're piping hot.
They're like Tom's lemonade stand when he was just a youth.
He was a youth.
In Hollywood.
But guys, it's going to be so fun. It's on the website.
This is my favorite part of the episode where I just am quiet and I let you just say things.
I love it.
I love it, too. I'm like, what will he think I'm next? I don't even want to look at you because I just want you to say.
What am I supposed to say?
No, where you just like...
I wrap it up.
You say you wrap it up or you say like something's on the website. You literally said get your tickets now. They're on the website. You're not wrong.
I'm a little Kathy Hilton in this
I love
moment.
It. No, and I don't even... In these moments, I don't even look because I just want to hear...
Hear me now. But anyway, you can follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at E. Carrie O.
And
love and light.
Bye.
Bye.